The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, August 12, 1979 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. This is Rita Rochelle, friends. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm glad you're joining me again for Voice of America's weekly show because we're featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. The music for these programs is selected and prepared for us by my colleague, music man Leo Sarkisian. I think he does a pretty good job, and I know that you must think so too, because after reading the letters you've all been sending to us, I know that you must enjoy it. Well, we have some very interesting music lined up for you today, both popular and traditional. So let's get underway with Music Time in Africa. Jules Kanga, Akili Ango, and Vicky Edimo are the three Cameroonian guitar players accompanying Mike Kunu's song titled Inyen Minal. It's a Bukutsi dance. And to express our appreciation for writing to us, I'll play this record for Harris Pajo of Yola and for Shehu Kabara of Kano, Nigeria. Also, our greetings and thanks to Patrick Sandi of Monrovia, Liberia, and Hilary Dyke, who works with the Imo Broadcasting Service in Owerri, Nigeria. Here's the music of Mike Kunu.
Thank you.
The United Republic of Cameroon is located at the geographical and ethnic crossroads of the African continent, and in the past was the scene of countless human migrations. Very little is known about those migrations, but migratory movements in the last several hundred years have resulted in a great ethnic diversity. The intermingling, assimilation, and absorption of about 200 ethnic groups. There are over 6 million people in the country with at least 24 major languages and numerous dialects. Traditionally, music and dance formed a part of every religious and social occasion, births, initiation rites, weddings, funerals, and even sporting events were each associated with a particular dance and corresponding musical accompaniment. Traditional vocal music is usually in the call and response style, that is, a song leader alternates with a chorus. Instrumental music is usually polyrhythmical and dominated by percussion instruments. These include xylophones, bells, rattles, scrapers, and a large variety of drums. Other traditional instruments include whistles, flutes, bamboo horns, and stringed instruments with calabash resonators. Traditional dances are still extremely numerous and varied, and many of them have actually lost their ritual function and are now purely recreational. Our collection of Cameroonian traditional music includes recordings featuring some of the regional troops and showing the rich variety of music and folklore that exists in the country today. I'll begin with music from the South Central Province, xylophone music of the Beti. Lead musicians are Elondu Ondobo Pierre and Ngono Emilian. From the Lomia region of Cameroon, here is the music of folk guitarist Asif Lombert and his small group of musicians with a delightful rhythmic folk song. This next recording is from the town of Bagante in the western province of Cameroon, not far from the capital city of Yaoundé. It's a good example of the distinctive style of singing in that region. That was music from the western province of Cameroon, in the same part of the country except a little further north, actually called the Northwestern Province, there are the Combe people. Their music is completely different in both rhythmic and vocal aspects, as demonstrated in this next recording. You're listening to traditional music from the United Republic of Cameroon. I have one final example of traditional music, and this recording is dance music of the Bamoun, recorded in the town of Foumban in the western part of the country. That was music of the Bamoun people in western Cameroon. Once again, I'll take a few moments to say hello and thanks to the following friends for their letters. Thank you, Victor Don King and Jay Ansa, also Mustafa Ajay of Ghana. Thank you for being good loyal fans, and we're glad to know that you like our music. Our best also to Rachel Nwachukwu of Inshiagu College and Miam Imshilia of Fanguru. Our friend Halad Maimako of Kefi, all in Nigeria, of course. Thank you again for your comments and for telling us that you enjoy the programs. We always like to hear that. Back to music now from Cameroon, and this recording proves a point. We can always depend on Leo, our music man, to come up with some good dance music. And I'm going to enjoy this recording too, because it's xylophones at their best, traditional and modern, full of rhythm for doing the elak, or the makossa dance.
Hey, my name, I'm gonna be there,
That's nice music. I'd like to learn how to do the Makossa dance. Better be fun. And we have the music of Mike Kunu again to keep everybody in a nice swinging mood. As you can tell from that last number, we do our best to try to bring you good music, and we certainly hope that you enjoyed the music from Cameroon today. I'll be here again next Sunday at this same time with more African music, both popular and traditional, by some of Africa's best musicians and cultural groups. I'll look forward to having you join me then. In the meantime, if you'd like to drop us a line, our address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. If you didn't have your pencil ready then, I'll give it to you again. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for Music Time in Africa, but I'm inviting you to stay tuned in because the African service of the Voice of America continues now with the latest news on these same frequencies and meter bands. And now, friends, both Leo and I hope that you have a good week, and we wish you all the best.